1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Got a new study that finds parrots.
Here we go. Now you're talking. Now you're in my wheelhouse. Parrots.
They're not just smart, but kind.
Really?
Why? Of experiments by the Max Planck Institute for Ornithology in Germany. Max Planck was a famous physicist.
He's got his name on stuff.
Before Einstein came along.
Mm-hmm. Was he Einstein before Einstein?
Well,
what are you, Max Planck?
You know, I watched that whole genius series on Einstein, and Max Planck was all over that.
But really?
I can't really remember what his whole thing was. I've heard that name my whole life. Max Planck.
Max Planck. All right.
He was kind of in the world of, atomic things and protons and neutrons and electrons.
So you're saying that if some study about a kind parrot goes on in his building, might be suspect?
Like I say, history is bottomless. I had no idea it was into birds or why anyone studying birds would name their institute after Max Planck, but here we are. The Max Planck Institute for Ornithology in Germany showed parrots exhibiting selflessness.
Come on.
Cooperativeness and advanced social behavior.
Are they smarter than the elephant?
Well, your elephants seem to mourn the loss of a dead elephant.
Yeah. They have a sense of, I've been told this, I have done no elephant studies. They have a kind of a family what's the word I'm looking for? Organization pact?
Yeah. They have incredible memories. Yeah. They recognize other elephants they haven't seen in years or even people.
I've also seen water buffalo hold a grudge against lions and go in and stomp all the cubs or kits or what do lions have? Cubs?
Lions have cubs.
Cubs, yeah. Go in a couple of days after these lions have eaten some of their some of the water buffalo. Go in and just
lions have stomp fawns. These.
Yeah.
It's a lion fawn. So is it impossible to believe that birds may be able to have the same kind of thing going on? Returning favors, reciprocating, good deeds? I don't know. They're birds. They have tiny little brains. They have bird brains.
Can you fly south and know where you're going?
Do they know they're flying south? I mean, I've watched flocks of geese in the fall headed in every which direction.
They don't leave here. Geese are around. They're on ponds or frozen ponds all over. They're not going anywhere.
What's the flying south for the winter then?
They don't. But other birds do.
Researchers say these traits are very rare in the animal kingdom. Only high-level apes, dolphins, and crows.
So again, there's a bird. There's another bird.
Behave in similar ways. Even humans are bigger jerks to one another. Yeah, well, that comes with the brain. So, parrots, they can't all learn to talk, right? There's only some species that talk.
I assume that if you have a parrot,
it's not really talking, it's just mimicking.
I wanted to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't that parrot talk? Well, they don't all talk. They don't? That would have been my response. They don't? Then why did you get one?
Boy, we should have rolled the stories about creatures theme. Have monkey news. Mm.
You want it?
Nah.
Okay.
We're into it.
All right. I didn't know that all parrots didn't talk.
Well, do they? I don't think they do. Mm. Did you ever get that one of yours to talk?
That wasn't a parrot.
Well, they're all damn.
It's a cockatiel.
Birds with a
it's not even the
claws
same name.
And
it's
a hooked beak.
It's a bird. Okay. It's like saying, does that sparrow talk? No, sparrows don't talk.
All right, it's just all birds that people get for pets that have a hooked beak and
a canary, a finch kind of doesn't
parrot
talk.
Face, but they don't have a hooked beak.
Right. So if it has a hooked beak, you want to hear it talking.
Yeah, I call it a parrot then. Well, if it has a hooked beak, I call it a parrot.
Then you sound like you're dumb. Hey, you got a parrot? No. It's not a parrot. It's an eagle. That's an eagle.
That's a different kind of head, though.
Hooked beak, you said. That was your criteria.
Well, I got to add a few more things on there then. My pet eagle talks. That would be something.
Hey, man, I think you're breaking the law. What? And how did you teach it to talk?
It's a parrot. It's an eagle. No, it's a parrot.
Crammed into a cage, just squeezed in there.
I just saw... what was it? It was Planet Earth, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to some place that's usually very deserty, but deep down in this river gorge, all kinds of green plants were shooting up.
Uh-huh.
And they had the camera, you know, fixed on this one spot, and you saw a little movement. Oh, and it was a parrot. It was perfectly camouflaged. Mm-hmm. It was the very same color as the bright green grasses. And then you looked a little longer, and there was all kinds of parrots in there. It's like, oh, wow.
Was it called Parrot Gorge or anything like that?
No, it's just a
gorge with the...
It's just amazing how many parrots there were and how much they matched the grass.
Those aren't parrots. Those are eagles.
It's the green eagle. Residents of an Indian village were driven from their homes in terror after a gang of 400 raided their town.
Well,
terrorized residents and stole all the food. Not a gang of people, it was a gang of monkeys that had been assailing the small town near Hyderabad.
Where is this again? Hyderabad?
Hyderabad. Where? What? I don't have a country there.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I missed that or not.
Oh,
that,
India.
That,
there we go.
That has to feel like it's Planet of the Apes, right? 400 monkeys come charging into town. And they mean business?
Yeah. Yeah. This is the kind of thing that always seems to get out of control before people know what's going on. You know, monkeys come into town and you feed them from your table, your cafe table, or, you know, and they're just kind of cute.
They weren't going to sit there and wait this time, though. They were taking what they
wanted.
And
then there's more and more, and pretty soon there's monkeys everywhere stealing all your crap, biting you.
You think that came with a lot of noise? 400 monkeys on a rampage? Yeah, I think they're all screaming or squawking or whatever, however you describe that sound that monkeys make when they're trying to scare the hell out of us.
Yeah, these monkeys have been a problem for years, but just lately their numbers have grown so much they're a huge threat to locals.
Sounds like it's time for some poison.
Or monkey season.
Right. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does to me. It does to me.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
But once again, this country, not like others.
When 400 monkeys come charging in, we're going to put out the poison and we're going to,
I'm kind of surprised that in India, you know, they just don't worry about the effects that radiate out from just dropping poison on a town or taking machine guns to monkeys.
Yeah, did they head for the open-air cafes or were they charging into houses through open windows? Yeah, so, I mean, if they're just headed to the town square, you just put out...
Well, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like it's
bowls of poison
really
water.
Yeah.
Now... I'm not saying that cleaning up 400 dead monkeys is going to be easy, but, you know, you don't have to do it every day, you know, once you wipe them out.
Yeah.
And how much poison would you need? What do you figure these monkeys weighed? 80, 90, 100 pounds each?
Oh, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
Well, 100 pounds.
But they're pretty dense. I think
monkey?
I think they weigh more than
say what kind.
I think they
weigh. It says monkeys.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're not getting up to the size of a chimp.
Mm-hmm. Because whatever, you're right.
A big monkey would be 40 pounds.
Okay. All right, 40 pounds. Let's say they weigh 40 pounds. So we'll put out in every dose of poison enough to kill an 80-pound monkey. So it's twice the lethal dosage. Sure. Because if they don't eat all of it, right?
Right. So instead of a monkey taking a bite of something and then going off into the weeds and passing out. It's like one bite and eyes go across, yeah. Face turns.
Yes.
Oh, look, here's a warning on TripAdvisor because I Googled.
For that town?
The town and yeah. Monkeys. And
it's monkey season?
TripAdvisor says that the temple has a very scenic beauty to it and not crowded except during Shivratri, I think.
All right, well, we're not taking Spring Bend there, so.
Please be careful of the monkey population at the temple entrance, especially if you're carrying any edible offerings like milk packet, coconut, etc. Mm-hmm. Adult monkeys tend to make noises so as to scare you, then give them the offering. Anyways, we're not allowed to do, there's stuff I don't understand. Milk offerings. And
all right, here's another one. Okay, so we know that they recognize food. All right, we get city workers walking around down there with a bunch of poison graham crackers or saltines, handing them out to the monkeys when they. I don't know. They seem easy enough to transport. They're dry. They're in a package.
Here's a picture. Here's a picture of a monkey on a car.
All right. Yeah, that thing weighs 25 pounds. I bet. Yeah, not the 100 pounds. I was thinking chimp before, not monkey.
Yeah, it's a little big. Troops of marauding monkeys going around attacking residents, raiding houses, and decamping with food are not only terrorizing the inhabitants of this residential locality, but also those living in adjacent areas. I have been staying here for over 8 years now. The monkey menace has only worsened with their numbers increasing, said. Yeah.
Time to do something about it. Time to fight back.
Pai. Security guards of housing complexes, so like a subdivision or some kind of condo setup, got their security
gated
guards.
Community, whatever, yeah.
Armed only with sticks.
What are we even paying these guys for? They carry
what do we have to fight the monkeys?
What?
This ain't Mississippi. Yeah. You know?
No, you're right.
You get a monkey attack on a town somewhere near Biloxi or Bougaloosa.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to. Yeah, it's going to be a gun thing.
Imagine if your guys. Shoot him. Only had a stick to bring those gators in with.
Yeah, if swamp people just said, okay, we're going to move the operation from the swamps of Louisiana to India where they're having monkey problems.
Monkey problems, right. We're going to go clean up the monkey problem.
I am scared to walk back home after grocery shopping as they attack people and snatch their bags.
Yeah, yeah, that's a legitimate fear. I would worry about that too.
Yeah. Walking home
with bags full of food.
Yeah. And when there's been monkeys everywhere stealing that stuff.
Why not just put barbecue sauce in yourself and walk out into the North Woods somewhere?
Yeah.
Just ask a bear to come and eat you.
Perennially living in fear of these primates, the residents' welfare associations of the area have lodged multiple complaints with some big government agency. But all efforts to curb the menace have come to naught. Really? Why?
Yeah, just, right.
Can't be. Nah, not going to.
Well,
you,
I think the
deal with it.
Sticks, that's why. Sticks.
Deal with it. Got a monkey problem. Bah.
You think there's anything like a Batsner?
No.
In that part of India for monkey eradication?
Do you think, they have, think they have commercials for candidates running for office there where they say they're fighting for the little guy? If you aren't fighting for the little guy, do something about the monkeys. don't you think? That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, what they're doing isn't working.
With the Hyderabad's monkey population jumping to 3,100 in 2016 from 2,000 in 2015. Somehow they've counted them all. The pressure on the government and forest department to capture the monkeys, sterilize them, and release them into a forested area is at an all-time high. So that's, they don't want them. Does nobody want them killed?
I think this is so solvable.
Yeah.
But it's gonna take extermination is what it's going to take. You put out some sort of monkey bait, bananas, apples, crackers, whatever they like, whatever they're coming after. Mm-hmm. What did you name in that stuff before? Some milk thing?
Yeah,
milk,
I don't even know.
Whatever. You put that out, and you run, now see, you run 220 volts to a banana. See, when that monkey puts it in his mouth,
it's going to be quite a show. Yeah, I think you're right.
You're going to have yourself a pile of monkeys in just a couple of hours. See?
Well, my friend, you're forgetting about a very important cultural difference, and that is the
monkey ain't holy over there, is
well,
he?
There's a religious difference. Religious difference.
But the monkey is terrorizing them. Mm-hmm. Yep. I can fix this problem with a few extension cords and some big traps.
Yeah, take your white man Christian sensibilities out of there.
Some have a heart traps.
We are understaffed when it comes to monkey catchers, and hence it takes a while to attend to complaints,
or
said a Forest Department official. However, animal rights activists stressed on ensuring the safety of the primates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Rescue and rehabilitation is the way around the issue. Monkeys should not be harmed, said the Hyderabad chapter of the Humane Society International.
Now, see, what you got here is a monkey who's not afraid of man. Once you start putting out a big metal plate with electricity in it and a bunch of bananas on it.
Yeah, it really.
And a monkey steps on that. See, the monkey's going to think twice before he comes around for some food. See?
Yep. Yeah. Well, I say, well, it's all one world. We're all brothers. We're all the same. We're not, because
I could solve this by, well, I could have things up and running by noon. It's just,
I can guarantee that monkey problem mitigated.
I could slow them down, that's for sure.
Here in the United States, in Haines City, Florida, Tampa area.
Okay.
The mother says squirrels have moved into the condominium she's renting and has been tormented for 25 days.
I could solve that problem too.
Well, and squirrels.
Yeah.
Mighty tasty from, you know, all the shows I've watched.
Nobody cares
like with
about
Andrew Zimmern, and
nobody in this country cares about squirrels, do they? I mean, if they're in your attic and somebody puts some poison or a couple of traps up there to catch them, nobody.
I think it's a little, it's a bridge too far to say nobody cares.
Okay.
Because,
let me rephrase, no normal person cares.
You know, because someone has a house decorated with squirrels. And,
it's just,
you know,
gross. I'm not
squirrels embroidered on everything, and they feed their squirrels, and make up stories about their squirrels and have stuffed animals.
But we go to great lengths to not feed the squirrels. We have feeders that are anti, you know, to keep the squirrels off. Or you have to squirrel-proof your bird feeders.
I know
stuff
that's
like
what
that.
You do, but I'm just telling you. Do you think what I said is wrong?
Well, hold on.
Do you think what I said is wrong?
I don't think it's wrong, but
not someone out there who's all squirreled
up.
Is there a
store out there exclusively dedicated to making squirrel feeders and feeding the squirrel? There probably is. They have those cobs of corn nail in a fence post thing where the squirrel can come up and eat.
My mother couldn't seem to make up her mind. She wanted the squirrels off the bird feeders.
Right.
And she wanted to feed the squirrels over there. You don't want the two populations mixing.
Yeah. They don't really get that. they don't really understand. That's for them. This is for you.
Now, that's, you stay right, over there, right, you squirrel.
But I understand what she was trying to accomplish. She wanted to satisfy
all. If you're going to attract squirrels to the area with a squirrel feeder, don't be surprised if they climb up on the bird feeder.
Right.
If you want to attract birds, don't be surprised if they go over and perch on the squirrel feeder and peck the corn off of them.
Was this ever a discussion at dinner?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
About,
not,
hey, Ma, here's what I think. And then just
I was kept down, man. My voice
You knew your place.
My voice was crushed.
Yeah. You were low level at that joint.
On that decision making process. I might as well not even have shown up. Ann Peavy is the woman who's been besieged by squirrels.
Do we have a squirrel count?
Reading. Okay. She called the local TV investigative service.
Why wouldn't you call an exterminator? Why are you calling the local TV station? That doesn't make any sense. This makes no sense already. That's why you have a squirrel problem. You're calling the wrong people.
Yeah. Well, maybe she had complained to the building management and nothing happened, and so this was her recourse. I don't know.
That's certainly a possibility.
I just started reading the story.
That's definitely a possibility. But just on the surface, based on what you're telling me, I stop her, I go, wait, what, you called who? Well, I called the TV station. Why?
Yeah, that's an NBC affiliate,
okay.
Channel 8, WFLA. The guy who comes to your house with a microphone is from 8 on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the TV stations are on your side. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
They're all your buddy. Stupid TV.
Okay. All right. Okay, so 8 on... I know what I'll do. I'll call 8 on my side.
If only someone were on my side.
8's on my side. Do we have a reporter's name on this story? Like,
well, not
Jim...
yet.
Jim Jimson showed up. I'm Jim Jimson.
I don't.
8
I don't
on your side.
That. I don't have that yet. I'm reading. Learning right along with you.
I'm Rock Roxon. 8 on your side.
While she admits it sounds silly, Peavy says the squirrels have destroyed her furniture and peace of mind.
Yeah, they're destructive little buggers, no doubt. You can't live with them.
Am I missing a line from the story?
Why, what's it say? Just read it
It's like the bottom half of the words.
Yeah, got clipped.
PV, who has a 9-year-old son, says she has seen at least 2 squirrels. What? 2. As time has gone by, she says the squirrels have become more aggressive.
Okay, I'm waiting to see what this has to do with her 9-year-old son. I thought maybe they attacked her 9-year-old son. She has a 9-year-old son who came face to face with the aggressive squirrels.
Yeah, I think I'm missing a line in the story. It's the most important line. She seems to be knitting everything together. Cell phone pictures and videos show the squirrels hanging out in the living room on December 20th. Eight on Your Side stopped by the home to see the problem firsthand. We found the place was ransacked by rodents. Maybe she's just a mess. Is she a, you know, maybe she's a hoarder.
Again,
a lot of crap in there.
A pile of poison peanuts. Well, there's an alliteration, isn't it?
Hey, Rock, you brought this story in here. Is there a, can you, there's like a line missing in this story or something goofy going on. Can you find that?
What's missing?
The most important line of the story. We can't knit this whole thing together.
See, here's the first page.
Yeah.
Then the second page starts with this. There's a bottom half of a sentence there.
And
you can find it and just read that first line of that second page.
It seems to be fairly important in this very critical squirrel update that we're doing.
Like, after being tormented for 25 days, Annie Peavy called Eight on Your Side investigates for help.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
The house is ransacked already, you said, by these squirrels.
Mm.
We have a count of two squirrels.
Right, so there's
okay, so hold on. So, okay, so you put some poison up in the attic or whatever, and you get them to eat it, and maybe they go away that way. But if the house is already ransacked, just stick with me here. Follow along. And you're at wit's end. You can't get rid of these things. It's 25 days, right?
And there's two.
There's two? Don't you just go get a pellet gun and shoot them in the house? Who cares if there's blood on the carpet? They ransacked the house.
Yeah. Well, terrorized the house.
Yeah.
I was expecting, like, you know, 50, 30 squirrels somewhere in there.
Two is the number I've heard. There may be more.
While she admits it sounds silly, Peavy says the squirrels have destroyed her furniture and peace of mind. And then I need to know what it says right after that.
She says no one is taking responsibility to remove these pests. They like us now and know our habits, said Peavy. They don't want to leave.
Does she rent?
So it sounds like she's asked
somebody.
Building management or someone to get rid of the squirrels. All right, then the line after that is, Peavy, who has a 9-year-old son, says she has seen at least two squirrels. Well, that doesn't sound like a very big problem. Two?
Yeah.
Boy, I bet those monkey people wish they just had two monkeys to deal with.
Right.
It's like 400 there.
400 was the count there.
This is two squirrels.
Yeah.
It's 400.
Two squirrels. We laugh. Cool. As time has gone by, she says the squirrels have become more aggressive. I think she's talking about the squirrels here and not her 9-year-old son, because
they
bring up the 9-year-old son and then there's nothing more about him. Yeah, her quote is, he normally likes to stay on the back of my couch and the other one likes the chair.
Well, there's only one 9-year-old son, so she must be talking about the two squirrels, right? That's
poor writing. She's also like talking about them like, well, they're my friends, a little bit. He likes the couch. He likes the chair.
Yeah. Well,
you know what would you say? Say, that little forest those, rat climbs around my couch and craps on
here. Okay. All right. Okay. Stop again. Time out. Now you have intel. You know where they like to sit.
Set out a trap.
Or?
How about a rat trap? Would a squirrel be caught by a rat trap?
Oh, it's not going to help it, that's for sure. But I don't know.
No. This thing would help me out. Just poke that food ball.
What do I bait it with?
I don't know.
Get a squirrel in. I don't even know.
Peanut butter? Corn? A ball of peanut butter and corn?
Maybe.
You could use peanut butter as a binder.
Yeah. No, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, some corn. Yeah, some shelled corn. That's okay. There you go. You got it. Or, the rat trap. Or how about this? You go back to the pellet gun idea. Uh-huh. You know they like to sit there. You've seen them there. You come in and pick them off while they're sitting there. Again, the place is ransacked. So what if they bleed out on your chair? You're going to get a new one, right?
Yeah, okay.
Or how about this? You maybe put some plastic covers on the furniture where they like to sit because you know you're going to murder them there.
So she took cell phone pictures of them, but are we so helpless? What happened to this country? How do we ever land on the shores of the Atlantic?
Right, we're
and chop down trees and slaughter buffaloes by the millions.
Two squirrels
to get
in
to the
Tampa.
You build a transcontinental railroad and the Hoover Dam and everything, and
now this,
and you're stopped in your tracks by a couple of squirrels. What would Davy Crockett think of this?
Oh. Yeah, getting shoved around by a couple of squirrels. Really?
Yeah. So you can get your cell phone out. Yeah. Cell phone pictures and videos show the squirrels hanging out in the living room on December 20th.
This is when you should be shooting them. Boom, 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 boom.
I also can't believe eight on your side, you know, if they're really on your side.
Jim Jimson?
Yeah, just some cameraman or something just didn't show up with a pellet gun or a baseball bat.
Yeah.
That would be so funny. Our eight on your side exterminator team showed up. You just show a guy wailing away in there with a Louisville slugger.
What would happen if you got a dog or a cat?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The squirrel hound.
Yeah.
Eight on your side stopped by the home to see the problem firsthand. We found the place was ransacked by rodents. You can see what he's done to the bottom of the chair, said Peavy. Down here you can see the stuffing, the feces. Really? So this is just flummoxed you, vexed you, stopped you in your tracks. You're letting a squirrel in your house.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy to get rid of them, but I don't think it'd be that hard if you're really committed to getting rid of these squirrels. Do you?
Well, if you're really worried about it, I see calling the TV investigative team. That's a real far way down the recourse options list. The mother says she's worried about her son. Really? Is she so worried about her son she called the TV show? Now that they're being more aggressive, what if they bite him? Well, they're not going to bite him if you shoot the things.
Thank you.
Yeah. PB says after days of complaints, the property manager, Leif Olander, I told her to take care of the squirrels herself. Shoot them, poison them. I don't care.
Property manager.
Leif Olander, okay, and the Homeowners Association finally put up traps. However, the squirrels are not falling for it or stepping into it. They put up traps 5 days ago, and the squirrels are still there.
Okay, put up more traps. Go to more lethal methods.
According to Mr. Olander, the squirrels got through a hole on the outside of the property. What does that mean, in a wall?
Yeah, it could be like some, they came in through some place where air passes through.
Property manager claims the Homeowners Association closed the hole, trapping the squirrels inside.
Right.
So now the Homeowners Association is responsible.
Fine.
Can't just open a door and chase them out?
This sounds like Google pest control and problem solved. Jeez. Come on. Are you serious? Doesn't it?
Yeah, this should be a news story. The headline should be helpless woman flails away at simple to solve problem.
Outwitted by squirrels. Squirrels dominate whatever. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Homeowners Association tells eight on your side they're not responsible for problems inside the unit. Legally, they are only responsible for fixing issues in common areas.
Right. Yeah.
You got a squirrel in your house. Yeah. Take care of it.
Call the property manager. Call Leif. Is that his name? Call Leif.
The reporter asked the property manager, how would you like to live with squirrels for 25 days?
I wouldn't.
Boy, if I were the property manager, I'd have to say, yeah, it would maybe 2 days, and then they'd be dead. I don't get the whole 25-day thing. Does this woman feed herself, dress herself? Is she... In a phone call, Mr. Olander promised to hire a professional to come and safely remove the rodents.
There you go.
Eight on Your Side will continue to follow this story until the pests are out of the home.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
We'll get to the bottom of this because we're on your side. Boy, there's just nobody in this story that I like very much.
Leave the property guy. The
tenants aren't going to get rid of squirrels in their apartment.
No.
They can hardly change light bulbs, a lot of them.
Not motivated enough? Or just
I don't know if it's a motivation or...
I pay rent. Have squirrels come in.
Yeah.
That might be a good round of
stories. Maybe they feel like they're getting screwed if squirrels get in through a hole or something.
Well,
but the part I don't get is, okay, so they're really trapped inside the unit? You can't, when they're running around and on the back of your couch, open a door and shoo them out of there?
Yeah, chase them out.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Christmas Vacation, you know.
Just get Julia Louis-Dreyfus to come to the front door and they'll jump right on
exactly.
Her neck.
I have seen plenty of America's Funniest Home Videos where squirrels have been in where people are, a house, an office, whatever. And they've managed to...
survive.
Get them out in about a minute. You know, open the door, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a broom, you get a couple of people, you know, you have kind of a squirrel rodeo for a second.
The squirrel rodeo.
Want to come over? Having a squirrel party. Having a squirrel roundup.
And problem solved. They're out. They're gone.
Sure.
All right. That's one. Now let's get the other one out.
That's an album title, Squirrel Rodeo.
Even if you have to leave the door open for an hour. And they're in Tampa.
I like monkey slaughter better.